Okay.
Thank you enough, Toby.
Nun Aleph.
I just feel bad for the
Simen Nun
rabbi. I'm sorry.
Aleph. Klolim b'brocha achrayno boi tes vav se'ifim. Yeah, so now, so we're talking about bracha achronas, right? So we just hit when Sif Aleph. We just said you make a bar nefashas on fruits and the type of, unless it's from Peres Eretz Yisrael, right? So shivas aminim. So base bracha achrona v'chein birchas amazon and ein mevarch and elam kein ochel kashir. You don't. You only make a bracha achrona on or birchas hamazon unless you have a shear. The hainu kizayis. My rib. That's a kizayis, right? I was actually wondering that a lot of people don't end up eating a kizayis, and it's a shaila in the bracha achrona. Aval al pochas mikashir ain't tzarich bracha achrona, but less than a shear, it does not need a bracha achrona. And on drinks, so some say you don't. It's not a kezias, even though kezias is a solid measurement. But the question is how you transfer it over to a liquid measurement. But some say for a bracha achrayna for liquid, you have to drink a revius. And there are those that say that even if you just have a kezias, you are chayev in bracha achrayna. So, meaning a revius is more than a kezias, right? So, okay, well, we won't get into exactly how we calculate it, but point is, l'chatchila, you want to make sure you drink a revius if you're going to make a bracha. You want to make a bracha achrayna, which we go basically Ramesha's revius, which is 3.3 ounces, right? And a kezias is about 1.2. One and a half, I don't know, it depends. You know, you have, there's different ways of calculating, but that's basically the way it goes. V'lachein, lots is midei sveika, yesh ezor, shalei lishtes, ela pachas mikazayas, oi revius. To out suffic, either make sure you drink less than a kazayas or more than a revius. Meaning, don't go to no man's land in between kazayas and revius. Ve'en chilek ben yayin sarof l'shar mashkin, there's no difference between sharp wine and other liquids. Right, meaning this is against those that make kiddush on a little schnapps glass, right? Because that is a they say that that's the revius. Because what's pshat in a revius and what's pshat in a gazayas? Because that's enough to satisfy you. So with schnapps, that's enough to satisfy you on a 1 ounce glass. And then mamele say, okay, so you can use it for kiddush too. But the kitzur is not paskening like that. Fine. Gimel davar shu kibriyasai. Something that it's like a bria. Like the same way we know that the reason why we have to check all the vegetables for bugs is because a bria, right, a beria, is not bottle. So when you make a bracha on a beria, which we already discussed quite a few times about trying to make the bracha when the challah is still whole and it's not broken. So the same thing, when you have a bracha achrayna, and you need a kezias, but there are shitas that hold that if it's the entire thing, like an entire grape, dino egozechad or a nut, a sharpri, a filu kitni asachos, even one bean, so yeshayron da afal pisha ain but kezias, there are those that say even if it doesn't have a kezias, and komakom kivin shu pri shalem mevarchan acher bracha achrayna, since it's a pri shalem, you make a bracha achrayna after it, v'yeshchalken, and there are those that disagree. So it's a machlokes. To be yotzim from all suffik, don't eat less than a kezayis. If you break it up before you eat it, then it's batal. The chashivus is batal. And according to everybody, you don't make a bracha achrayna less than a kezayis. So basically, if you know that you're only going to have a couple of grapes, make sure to cut them up before you make the bracha. Because if you pop one full grape into your mouth, now you have a suffik brachas. Dalet. Kol ha'achlam and starfen l'kazayis. All food combines with kazayis. V'machol k'chatzi zayis, midover shem baruch ha'nachar ha'bar and nefashis rabbas. If you eat a half a zayis from something that you would make a bar and nefashis, v'chatzi zayis, midover shem baruch ha'nachar ha'bar ha'mein shalosh, and you eat a half of a zayis of something that would meet ala mechya, Oh yeah, filu kachatzi zayis pas, or if you ate a half a kazayis a pas, but baruch lacharein barin nefashas rabas, then you'd make a barin nefashas. Meaning, excuse me. And this does this shaila does come up usually by women. They ate a bite of bread and then they decide they don't want to eat bread, so then they ate the vegetables and et cetera, et cetera. So the bread will combine with the vegetables to say a bar nefashas. The vegetables will not combine with the bread to say how to make a birchas hamazon. Right? It combines with the lower level. V'nirali du'a din imocha kachat izaz miperis v'varach l'achrein ala eitz. Says if you make a bracha achreina on fruit that you make ala eitz, a kachat izaz miminshim v'varach l'achrein ala michya, and you have a half izaz of mezainus, like a chatzis zayis pas or half a zayis of bread, tashta enkan shum min shabrocha achreina shaloi bar nefashis. Meaning, you're not eating anything that requires bar nefashis. You're eating something that requires ala eitz or ala michya or brichas hamazon. Kamakam ibarach lachrein bar nefashis. You make the bracha bar nefashis. V'machol kachatzis zayis min shabrocha lachar ala michya. You hear what he's saying? I ran that over. I'm glad I caught myself here. He's saying that if you have a half a zayas of ala michya and a half a zayas of bread or a half a zayas of ala eitz, then meaning, and there's no shakol here, you still would make a bari nefashas. That's the way the kids are saying it. And if you eat a half a zayas from something that you made the bracha ala michya v'chatzizayis pas b'varach l'achrein ala michya, like we said, you always go with the lower one. Which is siya im achila ein mitstarfer, but you do not combine liquids with solids. Right? Meaning if you had a half a kezayis of cake and you had a half a kezayis of soda, you will not, those don't combine. So you could have this where you're drinking soup. When you're drinking soup and you have vegetables in the soup, that's a whole big tumult. What bracha rishonah to make, what bracha achronah to make. Okay. Fine. Hey, achu chatzis zayis v'shov v'chozav achu chatzis zayis. Let's say you ate a half a kezayis and then you waited and you ate another chatzis zayis. Im mitchila sa'achila rishonah atzayf achila. If from the beginning of the first eating until the end of that eating, lo yho yazman yoyser kim gidei achilas pras, there wasn't enough time, more than Kedei Achilas Pras, which the shir for Kedei Achilas Pras varies anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. Right? So obviously, l'chatchila, you should try and eat the kezayis within 2 minutes. It's starvin shtei achilas mevarach baruch achroina. So you combine the two achilas. Avalim shah yoyser, ein mitstarvin. If you waited too long, more than that, in between the two achilas, then the achilas don't combine. By drinking, even if it's less than that, then they do not combine. Now, what is the shir shasiyas revius? That's really less. That's like a minute. Some say you should make sure to have 3 ounces really in one sip. This makes me nuts personally when I'm taking drinks, because you want to end up drinking enough to have a shir. And the lechatchila should be drunk at one time. But if not, then you have, I don't know, it's a minute, 2 minutes. Okay. V'ashosamashke cham b'mat mat. The common issue with those that drink coffee. So you're drinking a liquid that's hot. You know, slowly, you sip it. K'moy tea and coffee. Kivan chena shoyse b'pam achas kashir. Maisa, you never end up having 3.3 ounces. It at the same time or within a minute. So even though that's the way to drink it, so you would think, okay, since that's the regular way to drink it, so you should make a bar nefashas. The kits are, like you said before, by the schnapps, same shita, they don't combine, and you don't make a bracha achrein. Zion. Again, he's going with that you need a kezayis, or he's a traditionalist. You go with a kezayis or a revius. We don't play games with this is the normal way to drink this type of food, so therefore it should have a different measurement. He doesn't go with that. Right? Fine. Zayin b'shivah minim nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael. So with the shivah minim, those are the types of foods that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, meaning that Eretz Yisrael is better. T'siv Eretz chito sa'ayra gefen te'ena rima in Eretz zeh shemen udevash. Right? I'm sure everybody's familiar. with those. V'osar hachi k'siv eretz asher loy b'maskenus toicha b'alechem. V'achalta v'savata v'irachta v'goyim. So what does this mean? V'kimen sh'b'alechem evar b'toyra v'achalta v'savata v'irachta. Since the Torah says, by lechem you should eat it and be satisfied and you should bench it, l'chein, ala lechem mechameshes mine dogon. Any bread that's made out of the five grains, shein chita, sa'ira, hamafurashan, umikusum neshibol ashua, b'shifan, shem gam kein nechlon b'chita sa'ira, because that it doesn't say in the pasuk. It doesn't say kusmin shibol ashul and shifan. But it is included. Mevarchan achara of birchas hamazon, you make the bracha afterwards of birchas hamazon. Shein shalosh brachas shlemos, v'gam birchas atayva metiv, right? You say the three brachas and then atayva metiv. That's when the Musakan in Yavna Tava Meitiv, when the bodies didn't decay till they had time to bury them. But if it's not pure bread, it's only an ingredient. And the same thing with wine, Geffen, which is wine, Begamanovim and grapes, Bein Lachem, Bein Yuvation, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, Bein Gedoilim, Bein Katana, whether they're large, whether they're small. Utaim and figs, we remind him, and pomegranates, vizesim, and olives, utamarim, and dates, shein devash, ha'omer b'toyra. That's the devash. The devash that the Torah talks about is not from honey, from bees. It is from dates. Tvisha mehem zov ha'devash. From them, the honey comes out of it. Alkein, elu mevarchin brocha achroina. They make a brocha achroina, mevarcha achas mi'en shalosh, a brocha mi'achas mi'en shalosh. Shehi kodlelis bekitzer ha'shalosh brochas. It's a shortened version of the shalosh brochas of Birchas Hamazon, and Gam Atayva Meitiv, she Birchas Hamazon, and also the Atayva Meitiv. Right, so he's saying, Mezainus products, I don't know why he's really repeating it, we had this last week or 2 weeks ago, but if it has wheat products in it, and it's not the main thing like bread, then you make a shortened version of Birchas Hamazon, which is Alam Mechya. Okay, we will stop over there. Right, as you said, till Zion?
Yeah.
Yeah.